We welcome you back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarts joined alongside Rocco Nucci, and it's time now for us to return to the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we're talking about the Oberlin school system here, and we've got Dr. David Hall, the superintendent at Oberlin, joining us. Dr. Hall, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
No problem. We're doing really well.
Well, I know that this is certainly a challenging time for everybody with everything going around with COVID-19, and I know that you guys have handled this in much the same way a lot of other schools in Lorain County have as well. Most recently, you guys sent your students home with packets. So what exactly was included in the student packets that the kids took home for their extended break?
We sent home a lot of the enrichment pieces, reinforcement, fun activities for the students to engage in while they're over the extended break period. Our teachers did a great job creating innovative lessons from content areas, from science, math, music, gym. The electives also included information in the packets as well. I'm proud of teachers and support staff. I went around looking at the packets. They did an excellent job. They actually individualized some of the packets for every student. Some of our teachers chose to do that, and it was enough work for them to do. They had online options, and some of them had hard copy options as well for the students to engage in.
And I know online is something that we're going to tackle here in just a few moments, but one other thing I certainly want to hit on here as well, because it seems like a lot of Lorain County school systems are doing a wonderful job with this. There's that obvious concern that, you know, for some kids that don't get the opportunity to go to school, and they won't for a few weeks here, you just don't know if they're going to be fed properly, because by coming to school, they knew that that was at least the one or two meals they'd get throughout the course of the day. There's a breakfast and lunch menu for this extended time off. How are you guys handling that whole situation moving forward?
Really well. We're very fortunate. Sodexo have been helping us, our food services program. We knew this would be a problem, and we've been definitely it was a priority for us to make sure our students were having breakfast and lunch every day. So currently what we have, I just went by the breakfast program this morning or this afternoon. We had about 100 or so kids at each site grabbing breakfast and lunch, and parents coming by for them. They're receiving breakfast and lunch for 5 days, students in pre-K to 12, and they received meals between 11 and 1.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Dr. David Hall, Oberlin Superintendent, on our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation. Well, I know there are a lot of other things at play here, and I know you guys have done a wonderful job with the student body as well moving forward, trying to adapt to these troubling times. The Center for Arts is bringing creativity to quarantine, an awfully creative name, and how are they doing that exactly?
They actually developed some lessons and some support information on online for our students to utilize, and opportunities for our students and our families to engage in the creative arts, from artwork to some dance options for them, to keep them moving and keep them engaged during this 3-week period.
And what kinds of specifics will they be getting into in that regard as well? And it seems like this is the kind of thing that I know when everybody's wondering what they should be doing with some of this downtime, the kids still certainly hoping to be actively learning. Well, what kinds of things are offered throughout the course of this program?
They have a lot of different like art, making like various different art molds, or from clay, utilizing clay, slime, from different dance activities they can do at home, from aerobic to different things they can try at the house. And we've been very fortunate, too, not just Oberlin Center for the Arts, but the college, community services, the bridge. Oberlin community has really gave a lot of support for our students. I'm constantly talking to the city and all the entities to see what else they can do to help.
And staying kind of along those same lines with the online learning and certainly the online things that we'll all be looking at moving forward, how does the Oberlin Cable Co-op Helping with Homework program work?
We're in conversation with them right now currently to offer some to provide internet support for families. So we're trying to right now, if this continues, try to provide some internet support for some of our families at a lower, no rate for them.
Again, we're talking with Dr. David Hall, Oberlin Superintendent, on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. One other thing I certainly want to hit on here as well, and I know maybe this has taken a little bit of a backseat with everything else going on, but I certainly wanted to discuss the pre-K through fifth grade facilities project. I know that prior to everything going on with the COVID-19 virus, which has halted things quite a bit, what kinds of updates were available on the progress of that particular project?
Currently, right now, we have not been late at a project at all. Our facility team is constantly emailing. The format has changed for our meetings, as far as going to Skyping, Zoom, telephone conferences. But our facility teams actually will meet tomorrow to give some updates as well. So it's new territory. So currently at this time, they assured us that they're following the governor's lead too at the same time. But they're right now working on permits and documents to secure the site for us. But they assured us, they said right now we're still on schedule.
And can you elaborate on some of the elements of this facility that really have you as the superintendent very excited about this moving forward?
Yes, our new facility will have some makerspace, STEM lab for the students, various different computer labs for them, innovative ideas, more open space for the kids, more freedom for project-based learning for the students. And we're very excited working with our architect, TDA, and Green Space on the project as well.
And, you know, some of the things you mentioned in there, I think that gives us an idea as to where either education currently is or where it's going moving forward. But you talk about a lot of the new elements there with this new facility. They sound very exciting. Well, what does that say to you about where education is headed over the next couple of years?
It's moving in a great direction, more individualized for every student, which I believe it should go into. But I think eventually we're going to start looking at individual plans for every student from pre-K-12 that caters to them and their different learning styles and different abilities.
We talked about pre-K through fifth grade in this facilities project. What other kinds of things are involved with this particular facility? What else will surround this facility?
Currently now we're looking at even the possibility of doing solar panels, work with the company, see if that's even possible for us. We're going to have the environmental dashboard linked to our school, so our students will be able to monitor water usage, utility usage, and if we do have solar panels there, they'll be able to monitor the solar panel usage as well. And that's a collaboration with the college. We'll still continue our Spanish program in the school, and hopefully we'll have an enhanced environmental studies unit for pre-K-5 with assistance from the college and some other foundations.
Dr. Hall, if you can for a second, can you elaborate on just how challenging this has been these last couple of weeks, you know, with this extended break now moving forward for, at least as far as we know, at the time of this interview, for the next few weeks and could possibly be even more. But how challenging has it been for you, you know, during these tough times? And I guess along those same lines, how rewarding has it been, too, to see how the community and all those associated with the school system have really responded?
The challenge is, you probably call my wife, she'd probably tell you I was up, been up all night for the last couple of days or couple of weeks since we got the word from the governor. We've been working together with our teams and our staff, and not only trying to think of a plan now, we're just now starting to calm down a little bit and make sure that our kids are getting breakfast and academic pieces. We have principals currently now driving around packets to homes that parents weren't able to pick up. One of the principals called this morning, said he had about 42 packets to drop off, and he dropped off the houses. And my middle school principal just informed me that all the packets are there, everything is accounted for. The packets we do have left, the parents did say they had internet access, so they stated that, you know, so we're all covered with the packets. So everybody chipped in to try to provide these things for our students to make sure learning continues. Another note, we're actually planning for two steps. Well, we have to plan for if it continues, so we have to do another step, and we may have to plan for some summer opportunities for our students too as well, to help them with their enrichment pieces as well, and the reinforcement that they're going to miss for the last couple of weeks. So we've been trying to plan pretty much for the next 2 or 3 months, if we could, the best as possible, without knowing what the governor's going to extend us or not.
Well, and lastly, Dr. Hall, I want to ask you about this. Earlier in the week, we had Franco Gallo on, and he had kind of elaborated on some of the things that were discussed at a meeting that took place just about a week ago with all of the Lorain County superintendents, and you guys were kind of kicking some ideas around and trying to figure out what may work, what may not work, as everybody tries to tackle this same thing head on. What were some of your major takeaways in that sit-down with some of your colleagues and some of the great ideas that came out as a result?
And that's the great part about being in Lorain County. We all work together. We are constantly calling each other. We're on the phone. We're texting each other, running different ideas off each other, from how they're going to run their breakfast and lunch programs, to having remote sites, to how they're going to run the internet. We have a lot of testing, how they're going to handle the testing pieces. Even far as on some schools had school on Monday, and we all decided to say, you know what, everything's going on, so maybe it's best for us to close school on Monday as a county. So it's a lot of communication, a lot of partnerships, a lot of sharing ideas. We're on the phone constantly with each other. I don't think there's a day go by I don't talk to one of my colleagues in the county.
Good stuff. Well, Dr. Hall, we appreciate the time so much. Thank you for joining us here today, and we certainly hope that we're able to get to the end of this thing at some point, whenever that might be, but we know you're extraordinarily busy, so we appreciate you joining us today.
Hey, thank you very much. Once again, I'd like to thank our teachers and our community for giving us support for this, and our families as well at home, the time we've been putting in over overtime for us, and everyone all around has been very supportive. Thank you.
Absolutely. Very, very good stuff. Again, that's Dr. David Hall, Oberlin Superintendent, joining us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rocco Nucci and I will come back after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.